You're listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez. On this special episode of Lavender Language, we're catching up with some of our favorite past guests and asking them their top three songs of 2020. And today, we're speaking with Kate Wallach.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Welcome back to Lavender Language.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So this is what we're doing for this episode. I want to know three songs that got you through 2020. And I'm going to ask you a few questions about how you've been doing. And then we'll see where the conversation takes us. Let me just ask you, how's your year been? I mean, obviously 2020, but, you know, taking away the 2020 of it all, how has your year been?
Oh my gosh. Wait, I feel like everybody keeps saying that 2020 is like a dumpster fire.
I feel like it's not for you though. I feel like this has really been a year of you like dealing with things in a way that you basically just like taking the bull by its horns and fucking writing that.
Yeah.
It seems like it. How does it feel?
I feel like 2020 has been that. It's been like getting things together that like weren't together or that I didn't like know were together. And sort of like re-going back through and like trying to like get things like buttoned up and like prepped for like what's next kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like on a personal level, I feel like weirdly 2020 has been a time of like being with like myself, even though I've been around a lot of people and I've been like fortunate to, you know, still be like making dance and in creation or in process in a lot of ways. But like prior to COVID, like I was like at art events all the time and like going to shows and going to fundraisers and going to like just various events. Like I feel like every single night there was like a like something to do, you know? And honestly, it's been really nice to like not.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like I feel like I've been able to sort of like on a personal note, like just give myself a like some rest, you know, as when it comes to like a social life. And that's been really rejuvenating. And it's also really made me like reevaluate like how I want to like live my life on the other side of COVID. Like, okay, cool. Maybe I still do things and I'm still in creation. I'm still in process, but like I like schedule in more time to do like nothing.
Absolutely. Well, that's just as important, I think, especially an artist like you who, I think time to process things is just as important as applying kind of more technical things to a project.
Yeah. 100%. And I think like, it's weird because like in some ways, like 2020 has been like one giant new project for us. And, I feel like it's been a breath of fresh air or like a relief in some ways to know that like, I have been like trying to like get it together, you know? And, so that's been nice. I feel like 2020 has been like also like a year of like business and just like what that means. And 2020 has also been like a year of like acceptance and just being like, this is what's happening, a year of like realizing like choice is so different now. Like I used to feel like I'm like, I can do anything. There's definitely so many more boundaries and containers inside of like choice, but it's weirdly like opened up new portals in me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you because you're a dancer, but I've only just started to like reconnect with the desire to just like really move, and from like a choreographic lens or like from like a conceptual lens. Like I feel like I was stagnant and just like frozen in terms of like a creative, like, expression. because all my energy was going towards to like providing people with joy and release through Dance Church, you know, but it wasn't like, but only now towards the end of 2020, am I like in a place where I feel like I have stuff to work through, you know, and can actually like open up and turn the key and open up that door and be like, okay, let's start like sorting that out physically, you know? Yeah. And that feels, that for me going into 2021 feels like inspiring and feels like, okay, there's something there, you know? And like, that feels good.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. Kate, let's hear your first choice for one of the songs that got you through the year 2020.
Okay. So the first song is, it's kind of weird. I don't even know if people would like know this song, but it's, so it's a Dua Lipa remix, with an artist, with like a DJ artist called Dom Dalla, and it's Don't Start Now, Dom Dalla remix. For some reason, it just reminds me of Tommy, one of my like main collaborators, and it reminds me of just like Dance Church and feeling good. And in like the Dance Church structure, it's like a classic number one, which is like, it's about entry points. It's about like coming into the space and just like being present and just like allowing things to just sort of flow into you. And that's my first song.
I think Dua Lipa was a moment this year, and I'm so glad that she's on your list. That's great.
Yeah. Dua Lipa was this year. I feel like Dua Lipa is just in general.
I completely agree. I completely agree. There is something about her as a kind of like a creative entity that just really works. And I don't know. I think about her a lot. I'm in a place of Dua a lot. I feel that way.
I also
and Don't Start Now is such a great fucking song. It's so good.
I also like, I feel like, I mean, because of Dance Church, like I love remixes. I don't know. There's just like this year has been so much like Dance Church for me that song just feels good. Can I go to my number two now?
Please. Yes, please do. Please.
Okay.
Tell us
so my number two is of course a Perfume Genius song. But I know that you and I have this connection, but Some Dream by Perfume Genius.
It is, if not one of them, it is like my top song of the year. Honestly, that song is so good. It's so good.
And like, so specifically like the moment, I kind of feel like it's like the hoedown moment.
I mean, you saw the dance that I did to it. I was in a place of country hoedown. I was the ho and I was also the down.
I also like think like for me the so obviously like everybody was like on TikTok, and so like I was like, okay, I'm gonna make like a TikTok Kate TikTok version of this dance, the hardest fucking thing I've ever made.
I tried to learn it. I was too embarrassed to show you because I could not learn it. If you can send it to me, we'll put it on the Instagram so people can see this demented choreography that you came up with to this dance, because it is so hard.
Literally, like my intention going into it was like, I'm going to make like a TikTok dance. And like a TikTok dance, like, right? The point of purpose of them is that like anybody can do them.
Right.
Yeah, accessibility. Right. the most inaccessible thing I've ever made. But all these like counterpoints and offbeats and just like, you know, putting like seven moves into like
there
one
was like
second.
A catch moment. I remember it was like a catch. You like throw it and catch it. Yeah. And I just thought
it was very three dimensional. Yeah. There were lots of diagonals. There was like high, low, there were like accents. There were like, it was like extremely hard. But the cool thing is that like people were like committed to learning it, which was fun. Did anybody actually learn it? I don't know.
I mean, I wanted that for you, but that song is really, it's fantastic. And I feel like it takes you on this journey, which is there's like three different songs in that one song. It's so good.
I used it in dance church, like during Daydream too, because to me, I feel like, I mean, and this is what's so magical about like Perfume Genius anyway, is like, it really is about a journey, and it takes you on like all of their music, like takes you on this like true like ride and experience. And it really does feel like performance to me. And so I'm like, okay,
absolutely.
Make like something really hard and like complex and like super like conceptual and heady about this like choreography, but also just like can just have it on and like let the mind like go where it needs to go, like during like Daydream of Dance Church, or like walking down the street and being like, I need like a song that eases me in. There's like the super like powerful like moment that just is like, yeah, you're like doing it. And then you like, there's like this like long outro to it.
Yes, you're right.
So
it's basically, that song is almost like the trajectory of a dance church class. Really? It kind of gets you going, and then it kind of goes.
There's like climactic moment of like, where like, oh my God, that's why that moment feels so good. It's just like, phew. It's like, when we were making The Sun Still Burns here, the lyrics of the chorus, like Mike would always like sing them, like when he was doing mic check. And like all of a sudden, like all the dancers in the company, like we were all like, singing this song. We had no idea what the song was.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, I think we were performing it somewhere, but like Mike, like from like the shitty speakers of his like cell phone was like, guys, you want to hear the song that I'm always singing? And we were all like,
Amazing.
That's
true fugue state, that song.
Yeah.
Kate, I want to know what you're kind of hoping for 21 for yourself, just like one thing, shot in the dark. Obviously we have no idea what's going to happen. Everything is so up in the air, but a shot in the dark. What is one thing you're kind of optimistic for 2021?
One thing that I feel optimistic about and I just feel like I'm ready to like embrace is like change. And I know that that seems like so strange because like, you know, change is hard. Change like is scary. Change is like sometimes like looked like upon in like a negative light, you know? But I'm like really excited with 2021 to be like, okay, change. Like I'm ready for it. Like give it to us. Let's embrace it. Let's like make the shifts and then like continue with it, you know, and let that grow and let that blossom.
Growth is a very painful, can be very painful.
Yeah.
And it feels like these past few years, and especially this past year, it's been like a very painful year. And I hope that we definitely can grow from it.
Yeah. And it's weird. Like I've like had some major growing pains this year, I would say, just because of like the change that happened, like for my field and like in dance and it's been really challenging, like embracing technology and embracing like, you know, like trying to like provide and like create space where people can feel joy when like I'm like a mess or whatever, you know, and like having to show up every day. But like as 2021 rolls in, like I'm really excited to be like, I need help. Cool. That's new. Like that's new, you know,
right.
Like, or it's new to be like, okay, this is like, not ever what I thought life would be like, you know, like not being able to perform all the time or not being mm-hmm. able to tour or whatever. And so just sort of like taking that in and like being like receptive to that and moving into 2021, just being like, okay, this is a pivot, this is a change. And like, but let's keep going and then start like braiding like, oh my God, all of a sudden a new portal in me is open and I have ideas. I want to make dance. I want to like be on my dance floor and like work through it, you know? And so I don't know who said this to me once, but they were like, oh, that's gonna like, oh, all that stuff that you're dealing with right now, or all that pain or all that emotion, oh, that's gonna like turn into some good art, you know? And so I do think
How do you that, feel like, about that?
I mean, I kind of feel that way. Like, I do feel like challenges, struggles, like emotions, experiences, like it doesn't just have to be negative, but, right. like, you know, all of that exposure, all of that experience, like it puts some stuff into like that internal pot, you know?
Yeah.
And so sometimes it just takes some time for that pot to be like, oh, I'm boiling now, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
I feel like 2020 kind of felt like almost like this dormant time for a lot of artists of like, just like being in this like place of grief or being in this place of like,
yeah.
like just really like going into fight or flight mode, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, as like 2020 is coming around, I'm like, okay, I feel like my system like starting to boil, you know, and that feels okay. really, I don't know. That's like exciting. As an artist
yeah,
to be like,
absolutely.
Oh, cool. And I can always tell when I'm in like creation mode, because like, I am like, cool. Like trying to find like all these weird books and like, just like spending time, like sort of like prepping the scene, like to like start,
yes.
you know, and like, that feels exciting.
That's exciting. Kate.
Yeah.
Can I get your third song, please? What is your third song for the year? Your third song that got you through the year 2020.
Like, ignore if I'm not saying this right, but it's by
oh God,
Gigi D'Agnostino.
Okay.
And it's called L'Amour Toujours. And it sounds
okay.
like this.
Why did the song speak to you so much this year? What did it do for you?
It just motivated me to like power through everything, you know?
Mm. What sort of energy are you, what kind of mood are you in when you're putting that song on?
I think for me, it's like at the beginning of the day, like, let's go. Like when I need to motivate myself to go on a run, it's like, here we go. Like if like, you know, I have a whole bunch of like, song clearances to go through where I'm like having to like find the percentage of ownerships of like different like record labels and publishers. I'm like,
what
goes, let's go. Like, yeah, that's what I do. Like, I just,
that sounds
like,
really scary. And
I know, like, I just
I never
like,
have to do that.
I know. Hopefully I don't have to do it very much longer either, but like, I'm just saying like, it's a motivating song, you know?
Fantastic.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's Italian, and you know, my other like core collaborator and team member, Lavinia Vago, mm-hmm. She's Italian, so I don't know, it's just like a feel good, like, boom, let's go, everybody, like, gear up, we're gonna power through. So, yeah,
do you have love that? Do you have anything for that you're ready to kind of like put to bed in 2020. You're like, all right, cool. Thank you so much for that. That was very helpful. I learned a lot from that, but I'm going to leave you here in 2020, hopefully, or I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
100%. I know what you mean.
Okay, cool.
I think that for me, leaving. Oh, it's so hard because, like, for me, it's like I'm not really a person that's just like, well, maybe I am. Maybe I am a person that's just like, to some things, I'm like, okay, bye. But like, I think for me that there are a lot of things that I like, this is the first time I've like lived alone in like a really long time. And like, so what I said bye to was like being codependent on always having to like live with my sister or something, you know? So like, that's something that I'm saying bye to. I'm like, or saying hello to
yeah, this,
like,
hello. Cool.
Like, hello, yeah. Like I'm doing this. Yeah, I think I'm also sort of saying like leaving in 2020, being like, just like a fucking mess.
There you go.
Like, okay, I'm like, okay, Kate, like time to get yourself together a little bit more. I also do think, yeah, I can never really get rid of my unhinged nature, but I do.
Who would want you to?
I know, but I do think that, like, as I move into 2021, I am like trying to be like, okay, like maybe not being unhinged so much.
You okay. Know?
And like,
yeah, absolutely. So,
I don't really know how to consolidate that into one thing, but I feel like I'm really like more in meta land today, but.
I love that. No, it's a really good energy. It's a really good space to be in, I think. I think when we first spoke for the podcast, you introduced me to your whole concept of 1, 2, and 3. And that has really kind of like sat with me since, gosh, I don't know when we spoke, it was like late March. I think it was like March. So, I mean, I've had time to really think about that and how we exist in all of those three levels. So where do you see yourself existing in next year?
Oh, it's so hard because like the real goal of those numbers is to sort of be in them all at once. As in 2020, I feel like there was a lot of 1 and 2.
And 1 would be more like of a physical kind of
like on the ground, figuring out how to change. Like, I think you saw that with a lot of people, like at least like from like my perspective, like a lot of like business owners or founders or like artistic directors or companies, like a lot of people who maybe weren't like on the ground doing everything all the time, like all of a sudden were, you know, it was like, yeah. Oh man, like we're all back in it. Like all of a sudden, like, you know, I was only teaching, you know, pre-COVID, like I, you know, was teaching maybe a few times a month for dance church. All of a sudden I'm like the only one teaching every class, like with Tommy and Lobby. Like there was a lot of 1, you know, like physical renavigating. And then there was a lot of 2, which is like, oh man, there's all this energy now that comes from like renavigating and being like on the ground and like supporting people and like really sort of reading the sort of like, and like with the election too, it's like, oh, family energy yeah. with family, like energy with like, just like navigating that. And so for me, like, even though like 3 was always in the back of my head, or in the front of my head, I don't feel like I got to actually be out there very much. I think like as we're going into 2021, I kind of hope that it's a little bit more in 3, collectively, and less reactionary and responsive and more like, okay, we're in 3 and we're balancing the 1 and the 2 of it while we're like in 3, you know?
Yeah. So I think that's a really good place to be and a really good place to want to be as well. Yeah. Kate, thank you so much for joining me and joining Ed and joining Lavender Language. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm really hoping 2021 is the year where we can meet and hug and work together. Would be a real honor.
That would be an honor for me too. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much, Kay. I'll talk to you really soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez. Sound engineered by Edmund Shaw and produced by Tawny Cadrez Freda. Follow and reach out to us on Instagram at Lavender Language and at Adrian.Ramirez. Like, subscribe, and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you procure your favorite podcasts. See you next time.